Hi everyone, this is Sherry from Adore Them, a parenting website that provides expert advice and resources to help you find the joy in parenting. The article that I'm about to read for you is a part of the Potty Training and Pacifiers collection. It is titled Gentle Potty Training and is written by me, Sherry Medini. Potty training can feel daunting when you're approaching that stage of development. But I hope after reading this post, or listening, you'll have some practical tools to help you to the other side of potty training without too much stress. Between potty training both of my boys, I feel like I have a few pointers for fellow moms that are trying to potty train their little ones. And all of my methods follow a natural, gentle, simple potty training approach that doesn't include rewards or punishments. Plan ahead. Don't potty train in the middle of a busy week. Try to pick a time where you can stay home and really focus on potty training for a full week. You don't have to stay home at all times, but try to minimize the time out and about to increase the chances of success. One thing at a time. Don't get overzealous. My potty training methods are all about keeping things simple. No places to go, no pants to pull down, no flushing, no hand washing. You can use hand sanitizer though. Let your child focus on the hardest part of potty training, listening to their body. And then you can build skills from there. The potty matters. Not all potties are created equal, and this is especially true for boys. I learned this the hard way after my initial potty purchase and immediately set out to find one that would work better for us. Some potties have bowls that are too tiny, some have lids that shut accidentally while your child is sitting there, some play songs that could scare your kids, while others may like the songs. We did end up finding a potty that was perfect for my boys, and it was a dinosaur one, and so they got to pretend that they were riding a dinosaur, which they loved. It had a huge splash guard up front, which was very helpful for little boys. And the front part actually acted like a little handle, which made my children feel a little bit more secure. The naked method. Let your child run around naked. The fewer steps that they need to take to go potty, the better. In the beginning stages of potty training, my boys never told me that they needed to go. They just ran over and sat down. Eventually, we introduce pants and then underwear under the pants, but since that introduces an extra step of having to take them off, we skip that in the beginning. Being naked also helps get your child in touch with their body, the physical sensations, and the results of those sensations. They will learn quickly. Kitchen activities. Since your kiddo is running around naked, it might be best to try to plan a lot of activities in the kitchen, where you have a floor that is easy to clean up. Play-Doh, books, race cars, sensory boxes, puzzles, etc. Anything can really be played in the kitchen, so set up shop there, have some fun activities, and go to town. Entertain them. Little ones do not want to have to stop playing and sit still. Make going potty a fun experience, especially if they're working on number two. Have books to read, stickers to put on their hands, or even a tablet to watch a video on. Some children love having company while they sit there on the potty, while others want to be left alone and they want some privacy. But you know your child the best, and you can figure out what's going to work for them. Right amount of praise. Again, you know your child best. Some kiddos love being the center of attention, while others prefer to go unnoticed. I tend to tell my kids how proud I am of them, give them a high five, and then we move on. A more matter-of-fact approach seemed to work for them since going to the potty was a potentially embarrassing thing for them already. We didn't want to make too huge of a deal out of it. But like I said, every kid is a little bit different. Plenty of liquids. You can get some favorite juices for your child to guzzle down, or make sure they're drinking water out of a fun cup, and make sure that they're drinking a lot so that they're getting plenty of potty practice in the beginning. Just be sure to find that balance and not give them so much that they're having to pee every 5 minutes and actually getting frustrated with having to go so often, but just enough that they're getting practice fairly regularly. Trust them. Many people advise that you set timers or try going potty on a set schedule. And that might work for some kids, but my boys love to be independent. And reminding them to go potty all the time would frustrate them and lead to defiance. Instead, I potty train at a time where I trust that they can understand the physical sensations of needing to go potty, and I trust that they will try to get there on their own. Gentle reminders. Of course, if I see them doing the pee-pee dance, I will remind them to go. Or if it's been a while and we're transitioning activities, I'll give a small direction like, go potty first and then we'll get out the Play-Doh. Also, if your child does have an accident, don't make it a huge deal. Give it a calm reminder that pee and poop go in the potty and then clean things up calmly. Transitioning to clothes. Many people are quick to stick their kiddos in underwear during potty training, but I have found that this does not help the process. Since we do naked potty training, I transition slowly to underwear by letting my boys wear pants without anything underneath first. I have found that even underwear in these early stages can feel too similar to a diaper and end up causing unintentional accidents. Travel potty. Eventually, you will have to go out and about, and having a travel potty can be a lifesaver. We grabbed one, and I have linked to it in the full Potty Training and Pacifiers collection at adorethem.com. It folds down easily, it comes with disposable liners, and they're perfect for road trips, days at the park, or just those here or there emergencies. So all of that being said, what it really comes down to is following your child's lead. Listen to them and let them listen to their own body. Potty training doesn't have to be a dreaded experience. It can be a chance to connect and be proud of your child for learning this new skill. Be sure to also share this with other moms who could use some support, and you can check out the full Potty Training and Pacifiers collection at adorethem.com. For even more parenting content, you can also visit our site, where each week we feature a new collection of content around a different parenting topic. These collections include articles, videos, printables, products, and more. Thank you for listening, and be sure to subscribe.